Bikurim Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We wrap up the Perek with Hakonesh Lo Sheilanos, Besoch Shel Chavero. If a person purchases three trees in the property of his friend, so maybe Vekora, then he could bring the Bikurim from those trees and do the recitation. Although back in Mishnah above, we said when it comes to two trees, and it was not explicit whether the sale included the land beneath the trees and around them for working, or just the trees themselves. Here the Mishnah is saying that if a person purchases three trees, even if it's not explicit regarding the rights to the land beneath and directly around the tree, it can be safely assumed that that was the intention of the buyer and seller, and therefore the purchaser now has rights to the ground itself and could do the recitation. Rabbi Meir, who we saw before, Omer Afilu Shnayim, he says you don't need three, even two. Once you have two trees being purchased, it's safe to assume that the purchaser is intending to acquire and the seller is intending to convey the rights to the ground itself directly beneath and around the trees. Halacha is like the Tanakama, that you need to have three. If the transaction was inexplicit regarding the land beneath the trees, you need to have a purchase of three trees that next to each other in order for it to be eligible for both bringing and also reciting. Kana ilan v'karkao. On the other hand, if a person purchases even a single tree, but in the acquisition it's explicit that the acquisition includes both the tree itself as well as the ground directly beneath and around the tree. So since it's explicit that the purchaser is buying land, no problem. Maybe v'kora, he could both bring the bikurim and also do the recitation, according to everybody. Rebuta says, af bale arisos v'choros, even people who are sharecroppers and tenant farmers, I mean, these are people we said before who are renters on the land, they also may be in Bekor, and they also could bring and do the recitation. Before we said that they may not, because the Tana previously said that since they don't own the land, they're just renters on it, that's not sufficient, and that is the halacha. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, if you're talking about people, and the Tiferes Yisrael speaks out, we're talking about people who, this is their ancestral land, meaning they don't own the land, but they've been working this land and living on this land as sharecroppers or tenant farmers since right at the time of their parents. So those people have some kind of like, it's ki'ilu yesh lo kinyan b'guf hakarka. It's as if they have some kind of acquisition attachment to the land itself. And that being the case, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's sufficient amount of ownership in the land, of joint ownership in the land, to allow them to do the recitations, refer to the land that they received. However, the halacha follows the Tanakama that an aris and a chocher, someone who's renting land, even it's been their family's ancestral plot that they have been working but not owned, it's owned by some other landowner, they cannot do the recitation. They could bring, but they cannot recite.